Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Baird with KUAC Newsminer Update. With only a difference of 11 votes, the race for Senate District A between Republican Senator Pete Kelly and Democratic Representative Scott Kawasaki is too close to call. Kelly, the Senate President, was leading Kawasaki with all 13 precincts reporting. Jeremy Johnson, Fairbanks Regional Director for the Division of Elections, said election workers are still counting absentee ballots, which could be trickling into the division for more than a week still. Those include mail-in ballots. Kawasaki said the race has been a nail-biter, as expected. Late Tuesday night, Kawasaki said, quote, "We always knew it was going to be close, and it was going to be down to a handful of votes. It's proven tonight that we're down by a handful, but there's still hundreds and hundreds of question and absentee ballots to be counted." Unquote. Question ballots happen when someone casting a ballot does so in the wrong district. Kawasaki said question ballots tend to be more for Democrats because of all the district changes over the past years. Kelly was watching the results in from the Fairbanks Republican Party headquarters and declined to comment until further results had come in. A small group of Republican Party members were still gathered at the headquarters in the Cornerstone Mall at 11:30 p.m. Mike Dunleavy decisively won the Alaska governor's race. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the former Republican state senator from Wasilla, who pledged to cut government and restore full permanent fund dividends, says his message resonated with Alaskans.
I think it's the message that we can develop our resources, that we don't have to default to taxes or permanent fund until we get our fiscal house in order, that we need to create jobs. You know, I'm not going to celebrate, for example, the expansion of welfare programs. I'm going to celebrate the expansion of job creation in the state of Alaska.
Dunleavy bested Democrat Mark Begich, who reflected on the unusual nature of this year's race, which included independent incumbent Bill Walker dropping out last month.
I think this has been a total unusual campaign, hard to understand what was going to happen every day, a lot of changes as we move through it. But really, I think we've done a great campaign because we brought a lot of people together that had not been together for a long time.
Dunleavy leads Begich 52% to 44% with 98% of precincts reporting. Independent Governor Bill Walker and Libertarian Billy Toyne each won 2%. Dunleavy says he will immediately begin building his administration. He officially takes over as governor December 1st. Democrat Grier Hopkins won election to House District 4, covering Northwest Fairbanks, leading his main challenger, Republican Jim Sackett, by 539 votes, with all precincts reporting. Republican Bart LeBon is leading Democrat Catherine Dodge by 79 votes for House District 1, covering downtown Fairbanks, but dozens of ballots are left to be counted, according to the Alaska Division of Elections. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.